Foxton Readers. Level 1. Anne of Green Gables by L. M. Montgomery. Retold by C. S. Woolley. Read by Emma Bramley. Copyright Foxton Books 2017. Chapter 1. Mrs. Rachel Lynde, a friend of Marilla Cuthbert, was a very good lady. She was very nosy. She liked to sit at her kitchen window and knit. One day, she saw Matthew Cuthbert. He was in a buggy. He was dressed up. Where is Matthew going? Thought Rachel. I will go to Green Gables and ask Marilla Cuthbert, she said. Mrs. Lynde walked to Green Gables. It had a very beautiful garden. She knocked on the kitchen door. Marilla opened the door. The kitchen was very tidy. There were three plates on the table. Hello, Rachel. How are you? How are your parents? Marilla said. We are well. I was worried you were sick. I saw Matthew. Is he going to get the doctor? Asked Mrs. Lynde. No, he's going to Bright River. An orphan boy is coming from Nova Scotia. He's going to live with us, Marilla said. Why? Asked Mrs. Lynde. She didn't like the idea. We don't have any children. Matthew is 60. A boy can help us on the farm, said Marilla. We talked to Mrs. Spencer. She will find a boy for us, Marilla added. Mrs. Lynde went home. Matthew drove to Bright River. He got to the station. A little girl sat on a pile of stones. No one else was there. Matthew ignored the little girl. He went to find the station master. The station master said, "The little girl is here for you." Matthew went to talk to the girl. "Are you Mr. Cuthbert from Green Gables?" the girl asked. Yes, I am, said Mr. Cuthbert. They drove back to Green Gables. She talked all the way back. Marilla opened the door. She was surprised to see a girl. Where is the boy? We must have a boy, Marilla said. You don't want me because I'm not a boy. Nobody ever wants me, the girl cried. What's your name? Marilla asked. Anne Shirley. Anne with an E, said the girl, and asked, Why do you want a boy? We need a boy to help on the farm. A girl can't help on the farm, said Marilla. Sit down and we will have tea. Anne sat down. She didn't eat anything.